Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John.
John
Schaefer. And when your name is
John,
that name goes by so often that you don't even notice it. It could even appear in a song, and I'd be like, yeah, so? But apparently, a lot of people take notice when their name is used in a song. Soundcheck contributor Faith Saley is one of them. She's blogged about songs with her name in them, and you can find that on our website at soundcheck.org. Faith, nice to see you again.
Thank you.
Are you haunted by a song with your name in it?
Haunted connotes something negative, but in a good way. The Ghost of Faith by George Michael has followed me around since 1987, and I love that song.
Never gotten tired of it?
Never, never, never.
Well, good, because we're about to hear some more of it.
Well, it takes a strong man, baby, but I've been showing you the door. Because I gotta have faith.
So that's George Michael's big hit from the 80s called Faith.
How are you not moving to it, John? How are you, much less clapping?
Faith ain't my name. If he was singing John, well, I probably wouldn't be moving to that either. There's so many, you know, when your name is John, you know.
Are there a lot of John songs?
Yeah, there are quite a few.
My husband's name is John. What's your favorite?
David Bowie's John, I'm Only Dancing.
Okay, I have to look that up.
So how many times have you heard the name Faith used in songs?
Lots. I mean, not even counting the religious ones, of course.
Right. But Faith as a name?
No. Okay. Actually, I've never heard it as a name, but since my name is this fabulous, you know, noun, it appears, you know, there's Faithfully, the Journey song, and Have a Little Faith in Me, and I Keep Faith, and Faith pops up in lyrics.
But do these songs have any kind of like personal, like Have a Little Faith in Me? Does that mean anything to you?
That song does. I had a boyfriend who created a collection of songs he wanted me to listen to, and he sent that song to me at a time he was kind of wrestling with some demons, let's say, and kind of letting me down. And I remember at the time that the message of that song seemed very hopeful. Mm-hmm. But now, in retrospect, I feel like I dodged a bullet. I mean, if someone has to keep asking you to have faith in him, he probably doesn't have enough faith in himself, is my theory, right?
Faith Saley with us once again in the Soundcheck studio. Also joining us is Margaret Eby. She is author of Rock and Roll Baby Names, a collection of thousands of musical-inspired names from Allison to Ziggy, and Faith is in there. So, Margaret, first of all, welcome to Soundcheck.
Hi, thanks.
So, what does the name Faith, I mean, a silly question, but what does it mean in, say, musical terms?
Well, it's pretty much what you might expect. It's a virtue, and it's someone who's perseverant and graceful and get you through hard times.
Keep going.
It's a pretty good name to have, I gotta say. I'm pretty jealous.
Thank you.
And, now there's got to be lots of Margaret songs.
Now, there are Margaret songs, but they're pretty much universally unflattering. They're almost always about ladies of the evening or about Margaret Thatcher, which was very disappointing to me as a teenager, I have to say.
And so the Margaret Thatcher songs are not like, let's rally around Margaret Thatcher, she's the best.
Well, those ones aren't very good. I'm sure there are them, but I have to say I was more of a punk music listener in my youth, and punk musicians do not like Margaret Thatcher.
Yeah. Billy Bragg, speaking of, you know, punk, I mean, here's the folk punk, you know, eminence grease of the UK, and Faith, he's got a Faith song.
It's beautiful. I Keep Faith. And I have to tell you, one of the you get to do this all the time, interview musicians, but one of the highlights of my career was when I had my erstwhile radio show Fair Game, and he came into the studio and sang it. I like to say he sang it to me.
If you want to make the weather, you have to take the blame.
If sometimes dark clouds fill the sky and it starts to rain, folks complain. And though your head may tell you to run and hide, listen to your heart and you'll find me right by your side, because I keep faith, I keep faith, I keep faith, I keep faith in you, yes I do, I keep faith in you.
That's nice.
It is beautiful. You know what? That song is like a musical Madeleine. You know, the Proust's Madeleine. Mm-hmm. Brings me that at that time in my
one
life.
One little bite triggers all these memories.
It's so transportative. And I was going through a divorce, and I remember hearing those words and thinking, I hope I find someone who could say those words to me and mean it. It's such a beautiful song.
And recorded on Faith Saley's program Fair Game back around
2008.
Okay, towards the end of the show then.
Yeah, it was in the spring of 2008.
Billy Bragg with I Keep Faith, and we're talking about names in music. And Margaret, let me go to some of our listeners, and you know, maybe you can tell us a little bit about names that have, you know, songs that have these names in them. Listeners, are you dogged or haunted or pleased by a song that has your name in it? You can leave us a comment at soundcheck.org, or you can leave us a voicemail, 646-493-7939. A listener on Twitter whose handle is Notes on T gives us some pretty obvious clues about what her real name is. She lists songs like Georgia on My Mind and Midnight Train to Georgia. Margaret, lots of songs about Georgia, right?
Georgia's a great one. I mean, you've got Sweet Georgia Brown and Devil Went Down to Georgia, if you want to go there. I mean,
my favorite, Rainy Night in Georgia.
It's got a lot of, and you've got a lot of the really good soul songs, because you've got sort of that southern flavor to it. Georgia is a really good name in terms of rock and roll.
Gladys Knight and the Pips certainly wouldn't disagree.
He said he's going back to find.
Going back to find.
Ooh, 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 what's left of his world? The world he left behind not so long ago. He's leaving.
Leaving.
On that midnight train to Georgia. Said he's going back,
going back
to a simpler place and time.
Right.
Oh, yes, he is.
Right,
now I'll be with him.
I know you will.
On that midnight train to Georgia.
Midnight Train to Georgia, just one of a number of great Georgia songs for our listener who goes by the Twitter name Notes on T, but whose real name I think we can all guess. Gladys Knight and the Pips. I'm joined in the studio by Faith Saley, who's a member of our Soundcheck bullpen and CBS Sunday Morning contributor.
And Margaret, from Georgia.
Are you really?
I am from Georgia. I love those songs.
All right. Margaret Ebi is author of Rock and Roll Baby Names. Margaret, how did this project start?
Well, it was actually, I was haunted by the lack of Margaret songs. I didn't have a really good one growing up. And I grew up with a lot of people who are named after songs, actually. I have a friend whose name is Rhiannon, and I have a friend whose name is Aja, which is actually her tweaking of the Steely Dan album Asia.
Right.
She changed
Rhiannon
that in middle school.
Rhiannon, of course, is the Fleetwood Mac song.
Exactly. Yeah. Now, Aja changed hers in middle school after people started putting together what Steely Dan was named for, which is awkward for a middle schooler, you might imagine.
Yeah. Steely Dan being a type of birth control.
Really? Yeah. I didn't know this. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Right. Now, intrepid seventh grade boys knew this, but I don't think that Aja's parents really thought about it.
Growing up with kids named after songs got you to thinking there's probably a lot of crossover between names and songs.
Right. I think so. And I think now more than ever, you name children for things you love.
Yeah.
And people really love songs. They have a lot invested in them. Like the Clintons named Chelsea after Chelsea Morning. Mm. I know.
And maybe kids get conceived during songs.
Oh, definitely.
Right?
I mean, that's the awkward part you talk about with your parents later. But there's always kind of, I think it's a beautiful and lovely thing because it's such a marker of the place you were when you had this child. And often it gives you this really great theme song to go through with life. And so I was just honestly really jealous.
So you know, there probably would have been a lot of girls named Jenny in, like, born in 1982, 83,
right,
because of that Tommy Two-Tone hit song.
Sharona,
sort of,
yeah.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
You get, surely there are waves of these things.
So are there hot baby names now that come from recent pop songs?
I don't know of any that came from recent pop songs, but I would be surprised if there weren't little girls who are growing up named Rihanna right now.
Or Adele.
Or Adele. Yeah. Adele's big, you know.
Yeah. Let's go back to listeners. Stephanie writing in says, apparently my name's soundtrack is a Mr. Rogers, Everly Brothers, Bob Dylan love child. And she points us to this song, Stephanie Says, by the Velvet Underground.
Stephanie says that she wants to know why she's given half her life to people she hates now. Stephanie says,
Stephanie says,
when answering the phone,
answering the phone,
what country shall I say is calling
me
from across the world? But she's not afraid to die. The people all call her Alaska. Between worlds, so the people ask her, 'cause it's all in her mind. It's all in her mind.
Stephanie Says from the Velvet Underground. Yes, that is Lou Reed singing. John Cale, recently on our show, playing the viola and the rest of the Velvet Underground.
Mellow.
This was a part of the Velvet Underground sound as well, and Stephanie pointing us in that direction. Margaret, are there other Stephanie songs? I mean, you seem to be able to rattle off songs for virtually any name except Margaret.
Except Margaret. I mean, there are a bunch of really good Stephanie songs. In fact, if you're more pop inclined, of course, Lady Gaga's real name is Stephanie. There's Stephanie by a group named Milo. There's Stephanie Knows Who by Love. There are a lot of really good Stephanie songs. Stephanie Says is my favorite, I have to say.
So, Faith, in looking for songs that have your name in it,
mm-hmm,
it doesn't necessarily have to be in the title of the song.
Yeah, it's a word that appears in lots of lyrics. And in fact, I think we've already established, John, that I'm probably the least cool and cheesiest contributor to this show. And so we know I like Rascal Flatts, so why wouldn't I like Leanne Womack's song, I Hope You Dance, which always makes me cry. There's this lyric, promise me that you'll give Faith a fighting chance. And when you get the choice to sit it out or dance, I hope you dance. And even at my wedding, I danced with my dad to that song, and I sing it to my son, and I think it's a beautiful lyric.
Whenever one door closes, I hope one more opens. Promise me that you'll give Faith a fighting chance. And when you get the choice to sit it out or dance, I hope you dance. I hope you dance.
That's Leanne Womack, and I Hope You Dance, one of the Faith songs that Faith Saley has blogged about. And again, you can check out her blog on our website, soundcheck.org. Margaret Ebi is with us as well, author of Rock and Roll Baby Names. Joe, certainly, Margaret, has lots of possibilities, but one stands out. Which would you think that is?
I think, unfortunately, for all the Joes out there, Cotton Eye Joe.
Oh, God.
I know. I'm
People
sorry to say
to
it.
That song.
I know, and I'm sorry to do that to you, because there are so many good Joe songs, but if you go to a dance, the one most likely to be turned on. The good news is there's a very good original version of that song that is not by Rednecks with an X, but that's not the one you'll hear.
Well, Joe, our listener, writes, "Hey Joe" by Jimi Hendrix. I frequently receive emails that start with "Hey Joe," with the first line being, "Where you going with that gun in your hand?" Then a ha-ha or LOL is soon to follow. Do these people think I've never heard that before? So, Hey Joe by Jimi Hendrix has been haunting our listener, Joe. And we've been talking about names and songs with Faith Saley, one of our Soundcheck contributors. Margaret Ebi is author of the book Rock and Roll Baby Names. And to both of you, thank you for playing our name game.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This is Soundcheck.
The name game. Shirley, Bo Burley, Bo Nana, Fana, Bo Furley, Fee, Fi, Mo Merley. Shirley. Lincoln, Bo Bingan, Bo Nana, Fana, Bo Fingan, Fee, Fi, Mo Mingan, Lincoln. Come on, everybody. I say, now let's play a game. I bet you I could make a rhyme out of anybody's name. The first letter of the name, I treat it like it wasn't there. But a B or an F. Then I say Bo at a B. Then I say the name. Then Banana, Fan, or an F. And then I say the name again with an F. Third plane, then a Fee, Fi, and a Mo. And then I say the name again with an M this time. And there isn't any name that I can't rhyme. Arnold, 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 Bo, Bonnell, Bo, Nana, Fana, Bo, Fonnell, Fee, Fi, Mo, Monnell, Arnold. But if the first two letters are ever the same, I drop them both, then say the name like Bob. Bob drop the B's, Bo, Arbor, Fred. Fred drop the F's, Bo, Red. Or Mary, Mary drop the M's, Mo, Airy. That's the only rule that is contrary. Okay? Now say Bo.
Bo.
Now Tony with a B.
Tony.
Then Banana, Fanner, and Fo.
Banana, Fanner, Fo.
Then you say the name again with an F very plain.
Bo.
Then a Fee, Fi, and a Mo.
Fee, Fi, Mo.
Then you say the name.